offensive with the situation with the state of Illinois. I just don't know whether that 313 is coming, and you know, after hearing Dr. Merriman, you just don't know. We just have to live with that uncertainty. So, and frankly, to push further out, you know, on the scale, you have to go pretty far out to start getting some bigger returns. As far as paying down the debt, again, I think it's the same situation. I think we need to hang on to our liquidity. Two-thirds of our debt is auxiliary facilities debt, which is basically restricted debt. So I really should not be using monies from outside the system to pay that off. And essentially the cash within the system, the auxiliary system, is really dedicated to the system and to projects and to efforts within the system. We do have a heavy amortization. We're going to be reducing our debt from the $1.6 billion level we're at now in 10 years, even with the plans we have for auxiliary financing over the next several years, probably be reducing it by as much as down to about $1 billion, so about $600 million of amortization on our debt. The second question I think came was about, you know, is the university endowment pool represent the entire university endowment? Because I was just showing the university's piece of the endowment, and I'll flip to a couple quick slides. And then lastly, you know, should the endowment pool be diversified further into non-traditional assets, and particularly looking at, you know, the Ivy League and Harvard and Princeton and Yale and et cetera, you know, what we look like in comparison to them. Answer that second question by just taking a quick look at the chart here. We basically are right now, as of June 30th, we're carrying on the university's books, our piece of the endowment, $405 million in total. But when we talk about the investments, we're really talking about roughly $300 million, which is the pool. The rest of the about 25% of that endowment is farmland. We have over 30 farms that we are managing. We don't really include that, which we manage separately. And so there's a big hunk of farms that donors have given us that we manage. And secondly, we have beneficial interest in trust. This is where the donors basically said, let's put the money in a bank someplace. We know that that's there, but basically they manage the bank trust department or whoever the trust company manages it, and basically ultimately it will come to the university, but we per se don't manage it. And it's June 30th right now. The foundation, they reported about $1.2 billion. So if you put those two together, about $1.6 billion is the total as of June 30. I think looking at the markets even as of this morning, that number might be down a little. Now looking at the comparison of how we invest our endowment to others, we basically have taken on the left this top UI approved target. This was approved by the board at the January board meeting. This is our allocation methodology for the portion of the endowment that we're holding. As you can see, that we do have a very large, almost 70% of the approved target is basically going into equities and fixed income into bonds, with lesser pieces to hedge funds, real estate, and private equity. The foundation, that's their target on the other side, fairly consistent with what we have on an overall basis, with almost the same amount of percentage going into equities and fixed income and lesser amounts into real estate and private equity. And then I put a blended chart down at the bottom. So going to, thank God, the last chart. I haven't gone this long without a hook in a long time. So lastly, I just this is a comparison, particularly of the University of Illinois, a combined UI foundation amount to the Big Ten, and you can see we're fairly consistent with the with the Big Ten, probably on average a lower amount of equities, for the rest of the Big Ten in their allocation methodologies, you can see this thing that we call energy, commodities, and natural resources investments. We're not really showing anything per se there, but I would say that the farms basically would be comparable to those types of investments. Down the lower left side, you know, I just don't know for purposes of just comparison and interest, I put the Harvard allocation. and you can see that there's a much lower portion allocated to equities and fixed income, and you can see much larger efforts in the areas of hedge funds and private equity and commodities, et cetera. And again, I think that they also have been in this business a long time with their success with, you know, hedge funds, et cetera. And then the last one is basically comparing it to the Ivy League, and it's very similar situation with all the Ivy League schools, basically our comparison to theirs. I think I've answered those questions. I think the endowment pool investments, we are aggressively moving as fast as we can to the allocation process that was approved by the board in January. The university debt, we are amortizing this debt very aggressively. We're going to get this thing down to from $1.6 billion down to $1 billion in 10 years. Even if we put in our plans for auxiliary financing going out to the next half a dozen years. And lastly, the operating pool investments and liquidity. Again, I think that we just really have to be defensive with the state situation. So, thank you for bearing with me.
Thank you, Walt. Mr. Chairman, we have one more report. Do you want to break for lunch and then come back to it? It's the.
I think we ought to break.
Break. Okay. Yeah. Great.
Put it. And when you say amortized debt, do you mean extinguished debt?
Yeah. Pay off.
And do we have a balance sheet policy? Do we have a target?
A balance sheet policy?
Yeah. Have we said we want to get to this number? That this is the amount of debt we want to carry?
Yeah. I think if you look at the Moody's ratings, I mean, just like, you know, we had, we do have more capacity, but it's just like the state, you know, we were talking about. I think we have to be, you know, concerned about making sure we don't push it too far. You know,
I agree. I just think we ought to have a policy so that, not for the current situation, but in the future, it would prevent anybody from developing a balance sheet strategy, incurring a lot of debt, or getting rid of all of it without board approval. And it seems like we should, you know, just come to us and say this is my vision and
good point.
And why.
That's it from that portion of the presentation.
Does anybody else, is there any disagreement with going into lunch first? And we'll do the audits after lunch.
Do we need a motion to move into executive session?
Yeah, at this time it'd be helpful to have a motion we're going to deal with.
Chris.
I was going to, for pending probable or imminent litigation against affecting or on behalf of the university employment or appointment related matters.
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Carries. Thank you. So are we remaining in this room?
No, you'll go with that room.